Welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Emma Mills with the Occupational Health Clinic. I'm here with Leah, who is a Vanderbilt employee, and we are here to talk about the Couch to 5K program. I understand recently that you ran a 5K.
I did. On April the 9th, I participated in the Shade Tree Trot, which benefits the Shade Tree Clinic. And it was a fun experience. It was a nice run around campus.
Oh, nice. If somebody had come to you a year ago and said that you would be running a 5K in April, what would you have told them?
I would have told that person that you're crazy and I will be doing no such thing. But it's funny how different our lifestyles are within 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
At around the beginning of the year, someone sent me a link about the Warrior Dash, which is a race with obstacles in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, it looks like fun, but that's nothing I could ever do. And she said, yes, you can. All you need to do is train. And I said, challenge accepted, and signed up. So I thought, well, I have about 9 months or so to train for this race. So I looked up this program I'd heard a lot about called Couch to 5K, and it's a 9-week series of intervals that get you from no activity to being able to run an entire 5K without stopping. And I did some exercise, but definitely not running. So I started the program. I listened to podcasts created by the NHS over in the UK that will tell you when to start and stop. And by the time I finished, I was running an entire 5K without stopping.
That's really great.
And it's not about being the fastest. It's mm-hmm. just about doing it.
So you advocate that anybody can do this?
Anybody can. Honestly, if I can do it, anyone can. I have bad knees. I have bad hips. But I was able to run a 5K, and I continue to run 5Ks when I can. In fact, I ran my first 6K on April the 16th and had, I believe, my fastest mile time in
that
race.
While people are going through this process, if they decide to take the challenge, did you find that training every day helped you be more productive at work or in your life in general?
Yes, I felt as though I was getting a better night's sleep mm-hmm. when I would exercise. When I would run, I would get a better night's sleep, which would make me more productive at work the next day, more alert,
mm-hmm.
and I feel a better worker. And one other effect of the running, which leads to being well-rested, I think the combination of the two has made me feel better than I have in a long time.
That's really great.
I definitely feel healthier and on top of my game.
Have you developed any goals, like long-term goals, as a result of this?
Long-term, I'm still gonna compete in that Warrior Dash. It's in September, and I have signed up for my first half marathon also in September, and I start training for that in a couple of weeks.
All right, that's really great. All right, well, Leah, thanks so much for going over this, and I hope that it helps get any other employees at Vanderbilt walking and running.
Thank you, Emma.
Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us any comments on this Wellcast by clicking the Add New Comment link at the bottom of this page. If you have a story suggestion, please email it to us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu, or you can use the Contact Us link on our website at healthandwellness.vanderbilt.edu.